And also, the sad demise of Steve Jobs, a man who brought so much to our lives that we didn't even realise, probably, to start with, but now we do. And at 12:15 this morning, I was sent an email by a man who was in deep mourning. Matt Hagger, our tech geek from E-Man and Scatter. Good morning, sir. Have you picked yourself up now?
Yeah, hi.
We've tried to pay tribute to the man on the show in fitting comedy style this morning, because I think, you know, we should pay tribute to what he's brought to us. He's changed our lives, hasn't he?
He's a genius. He was a genius. He's one of the greatest minds that has ever lived, I think, particularly in technology. He was born and adopted by two people in Silicon Valley and grew up with an interest in computers and started building, desktops in the house that he grew up in. And that was the start of the journey that led to him founding Apple and everything that we see today. I think without this man, we would not be living the lives that we're living today. He's literally changed the world.
And inspired a generation.
The only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work.
I mean, they are great words, aren't they? Don't settle for anything else. Keep looking for something that inspires you.
That's the thing about him. He's not just inspired users of his product, but he's inspired so many entrepreneurs to, see the greatest, truths behind building businesses, and that is just to do something wonderful. His quotes have always been fantastic, and I know my peers and myself, we always follow Steve and some of the things that he says. He says, like, being the richest man in the cemetery doesn't matter to me. Going to bed at night and saying we've done something wonderful, that's all that matters to me. It's quotes like that that drive you on to do great things in the world. And it's a sad day in technology, and the tributes will rain in for him. They really will.
Would he have brought us even more stuff if he'd lived even longer? I know he's supposed to have set out this roadmap for 4 years, hasn't he, of things that are to be invented, but where do you think he could have took us 10 years from now, 15 years from now?
His impact within Apple was so transparent and clear. He got fired from his own company, went to Pixar, built the greatest animation company in the world, came back to Apple, and his hands-on approach to simplicity, the way he managed the people around him, how inspirational he was there for all to see, and the products that came out during his tenure at the company was obvious. Going forward, I mean, he brought the iPhone to us, he brought the iPod, he brought the iPad, he revolutionized technology, and he brought simplicity to the market where nobody else could. There's a lot of companies in the space, but nobody could do what Apple could do, and it's just that level of simplicity and beautiful design. It's all about simplicity. So, going forward, how could I say exactly what he would bring to market? Because he's the genius.
Yeah.
And when he launches something, it's always got a wow factor behind it. And
I mean, many comments this morning, from people saying, I don't normally comment on people's desks, but thank you for my iPod. Thank you for my iPad. Yeah, who would have thought as a kid, it's all on Twitter this morning, who would have thought as a kid I could fit my entire record collection in my pocket? Thank you, Steve Jobs.
I know, it's brilliant, isn't it? He has changed the way, not just for people buying into Apple products, but all of the competitors.
And a tech geek that was in touch with the world as well, because, sometimes tech geeks are not really, they've not got people skills, you know what I mean? They're a bit out of it, aren't they?
Yeah, he's definitely a hippie geek. it's the passion, the brilliance and the energy that comes from being the guy that he was. He was a great American innovator. And the great thing about him is he was brave enough to think differently and bold enough, as Obama said, that he could change the world.
Will Apple carry on?
To do it.
Will Apple still be as big in 5 years' time? The people he's left behind, can they carry it on?
I just hope the spirit of Steve Jobs, which is going to live on within the company, because that's the key to it, really. His mark, he's going to leave a mark. I mean, it's just whether they can continue like they have done without him. He made this information revolution not just accessible, but, intuitive and fun for everybody. He made it simple. He created energy and a level of mystique around, technology. And They've just got to continue to go. I mean, he's left something amazing behind. He really has. And we'll see what happens with Apple now. But good luck to the company, because it's a fantastic, fantastic business.
Matt, thank you for that. A fitting tribute. We'll let you go and mourn now, and look at you, stare at your Apple iPod, your iPod.